a bit of a surprise for us that it's so quick, because actually the plan was to bring him in just in the summer as a free transfer, but there was a chance for now to do it a bit earlier, 3 months earlier, and we all got the feeling it's a good idea. So especially because we had, yeah, sadly a few long-term injuries right now, also with Carlton Morris and also Louis Thompson, who's capable to play quite similar position like Philip, and also, yeah, the opportunity right now that he was available for us and to strengthen the squad a bit, and we all got the feeling it's a good idea, because we had it several times also with some players from foreign countries that they sometimes need a bit time to adapt to the English football. So of course sometimes you have a guy like Christoph Zimmermann who was nearly there from the first day since he arrived, really adapted to the football, but we had it several times, for example with Mario Francic, also with Tom Tribal a bit, with Dennis Obini, Marcus Tieperman, that it lasts a few months, and our feeling was it is more or less a signing for the new season, but to do it a bit earlier could already help for the crucial part of this season, and also help him to adapt a bit for the next season. So all in all, I think for us all a win-win situation, and good to have Philip here. Right, we made clear that we will look out till the end of the window for some homegrown options, but if you're really honest, it's especially the homegrown options are unbelievable difficult to get in this moment, because either you have £10 million to spend, then you get a guy who is there with many games on this level, or you have to go for a guy who is perhaps out with an injury or not playing at his club for several months and whatever. And if we're really honest, these options won't help us in this situation. So sometimes when you're fighting against relegation or whatever, you go for such a risk or whatever, but I think we're in a such a good situation that we don't have to take any risk and don't have to do something stupid in terms of money. And and to be honest, we don't have the opportunity. So if we would be able to spend £10 or £20 million, I'm pretty sure we would find a good home coach even right now in January. But this market is, especially in January, sometimes really, really difficult. And for that, yeah, we will stay awake, but we won't do something stupid. And I don't think there will be a big surprise that there's a really high quality young homegrown option who is there playing many games on this level or even higher, for example in the Premier League, and right now available without spending unbelievable amount of money. So I don't expect that we will do anything, and for that I expect that's our only business in this window. But let's wait, there's still a few hours left.
And I guess Ivo Pinto is the other one that's come up, because I guess it's not just about ins, it's about outs as well. Do you imagine the group you've got now is the one that you'll probably have for the rest of the season?
Yeah, but to be honest, I hope this. So I hope there's no stupid offer in the end, but I don't expect that it will be. And I think, although, let's say, if there are unbelievable offers so and you could be tempted as a club, I hope we could reject each and every offer, because we are in a brilliant position and want to be as successful as possible further on. And for that, I hope that we can work together with this group. The only topic is perhaps Ivo, where we spoke about it in a pretty honest way, that till the last hour he will have the opportunity, if it's his choice, to have a move, but he's here and he's training in a good mood, so I don't expect that overnight will happen something special. It could be, to be honest, so because Ivo is the only name where we said, okay, we will wait till the last minute, but I don't expect that there will be some business. At least there are no signs during this week so far.
Just a couple of quick ones. Mm-hmm. With Philip, is he a sort of like for like in terms of cover for Jamal? Or do you see, like your midfielders, do you see in Philip something slightly different that you don't actually have already?
One thing is, of course, he can play really 100% the position of Jamal, but I think he's a different guy. So one topic is his experience on this position, but also how he plays this role. I think Jamal's biggest strength was that he always closed the wings and was pretty good also in defensive terms. I think he could also improve in delivering with assists and goals, and this is a strength Philip adds to the squad. And for that, I think it's also a good option to play, for example, with both of them. Sometimes to have some games when you have two left-footed guys on the left wing would also make sometimes sense, when you have to stretch your opponent a bit and work a bit with with crossing situations, or for example, we played several times also with three-man formation when Jamal was the left part in the three-man formation, and then to have perhaps a left wing back with Philip would also be a good option. So seven times we had the situation brought, then Max as right foot on left wing back position. So to have right now a really left-footed guy for this position helps also as well. So I can't predict how quick he will adapt, but my feeling is he will adapt pretty quick, because he's an experienced guy and played many games in the recent months, and for that I think really a really good option for us.
And is this the perfect scenario, not having a lot of change to the squad but having one to just give a little bit of a freshen up?
Yes, to be honest, I think it's crucial that we don't have a big change. Like, for example, last January, we were pretty successful last January, but with the signings of Moritz Leitner, for example, and he was crucial pretty quick. But I think he's even better in this season. So it's more or less like we had big fluctuation last January with Alex Pritchard out and something like this. So it's more or less like I think we were pretty successful and pretty consistent in our way of playing. So just one loss after floodlight disaster in the last 4.5 months. So in general, it's a good consistency, and to go further on with this group is also quite important. And to add then a bit fresh blood, especially after this disappointing injuries of Louis Thompson, Kalt Mose is quite good. And I think it's also meanwhile a good size of the group. Yeah, if there is perhaps.